Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anvitas. Let's get to it. It's Friday, April 16th, 2021. Welcome to Day 87. Biden will keep Trump's historically low refugee admissions target at just 15,000, walking back his pledge to lift the cap to 62,500 this year and push it to 125,000 for the fiscal year starting October 1st. Biden, however, did sign an emergency determination to speed refugee admissions to the U.S. and adjust the allocation limits set by Trump, who placed strict restrictions on accepting refugees from certain African and Muslim-majority countries. Representative Ilhan Omar called Biden's decision shameful, while Representative Pramila Jayapal said it was disastrous. Meanwhile, the Biden administration plans to spend $1.7 billion to track coronavirus variants. The money, which was part of the $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill passed last month, will go towards sequencing coronavirus genomes, creating 6 new genomic epidemiology centers, and creating a national bioinformatics infrastructure. Moving on, police officers and public officials donated money to Kyle Rittenhouse, who stands accused of murdering 2 protesters last August. Rittenhouse traveled about 15 miles from neighboring Illinois to Kenosha, Wisconsin, to offer armed protection to businesses during the protests over the police shooting of Jacob Blake, a black man who was shot multiple times at close range and then left paralyzed. A data breach at a Christian crowdfunding website revealed that the donations were attached to email addresses that are traceable to police and other public officials. Meanwhile, a founding member of the Oath Keepers arrested in the January 6th riot at the Capitol pleaded guilty and agreed to cooperate. John Ryan Schaefer is the first defendant to publicly flip in the domestic terrorism investigation, which has led to more than 410 people charged with crimes. And finally, Russia expelled 10 U.S. diplomats and indefinitely barred entry to 8 U.S. officials in response to the U.S. sanctions and expulsions yesterday. The officials included Attorney General Merrick Garland, Michael Carvajal, Director of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Prisons, Alejandro Mayorkas, Secretary of Homeland Security, Susan Rice, Biden's Domestic Policy Advisor, FBI Director Christopher Wray, and Avril Haines, Director of National Intelligence. And in the polls, PBS and NPR say 28% of Americans say they support bills that restrict transgender athletes' participation on sports teams, while 67% say they are opposed to such legislation. Quinnipiac says 64% of Americans approve of Biden's handling of the coronavirus pandemic, while 29% disapprove. And the Pew Research Center says 59% of Americans approve of the way Biden is handling his job as president, while 39% disapprove. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anvitas.